Extra means trying too hard, over the top, excessive, maybe a little dramatic. Doing more than what the situation calls for, often a little inappropriate. Like if someone's laughing really hard at all your jokes and it's unnatural and too much, your jokes aren't that funny, you might say, "He's so extra." It's a criticism.
Still sank. Isa dalawa tatlo apat lima. That's Filipino for ya.
Anyways.
So, how's it going?
Oh, you know, just peachy. How
just
are you?
Just peachy. Ah, yeah, okay. So, as we like to start off, how we usually do, Jenny, please use one word to describe how motherhood's treating ya.
I would love to. So my word for today is different.
Different.
Yeah. So they can apply to a lot of things with a baby. For example, everyone parents differently and every baby is different, which is like something that you hear a lot of people say.
Sure.
And every day is different. Really every hour is different. Every nap is different. Every meal is different. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
She's a growing baby.
She is. And so like just when you think everything's going to settle down, it does not. I just feel like a lot of people, when you're a new mom, like all you want to, like especially when anything happens that you're unsure about, like all you want to do is ask other moms or like the internet, which is a terrible decision, or like your, you know, the books that you have, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like because every baby is so different, like a lot of what you'll hear from pediatricians or like parents is kind of just like trust your gut, which I hate because like, well, let me back up. I hated it originally because I was like, what does that mean? I'm not going to know. I've never done this before.
Right.
But it's true because like every baby is so different. Like Evie, for example, sleeps a lot. Mm-hmm. Bless her. And like because I'm not back to work, like I can let her schedule be different and I'm not like putting her on a sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But like that doesn't work for some people, whether or not they go back to work. Like some people need a schedule and that's fine. Like I think you can make it work no matter what your schedule is. So I just think that it's been really interesting to like crave advice, but like ultimately no matter how much advice you get from someone or from like, even if you trust them a lot, like you still just have to like
do it on your own,
and like know that your kid is not going to be where other kids are and other kids will be behind or in front of your kid. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great. Like,
Evie is 7.5 months old.
She has teeth.
I know.
How?
She's actually going to be 8 months old next week.
That's crazy talk.
Or the week after. And she has no teeth.
When is she supposed to get walking. Teeth?
Between 6 and 12 months. So like she's on track-ish. But like I have other baby friends who have multiple teeth already but don't crawl. Or they
have teeth off.
And they crawl but don't stand.
Right.
Or whatever, you know? So it's kind of just
you do
like,
you.
Yeah, exactly. You do you.
Evie, you do you. I think today's main topic is really funny to me for some reason. And on our outline, it's all caps, youth terminology. Guys, we're old.
We are definitely.
I mean, listen.
We're still young, but
we're still old. Young, but we're old.
Yeah. We're getting to that point where like a young kid, like we're getting to the age where teenagers scare me.
Yeah.
Like they're like, cause like they are so mean and like can just like look at you wrong and you're like, oh God, I'm a loser.
I mean, fair, to be fair, I've always like had a weird thing with teenagers.
Yeah. Well,
fair. Like if I see them in a mall, I'm like, ah, no. Yeah, so even true. When I was a teen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was like, teens are scary.
Teens are scary.
I walked by these teens the other day and they were looking at Luna and they were like, oh my God, this is the cutest dog I've ever seen. It's a baby husky. It's a puppy husky. And I was like, actually, I don't even know why I said it. I was like, actually, she's a miniature husky. And the kid just looked at me and was like, same thing. And in the moment I was like, not the same thing, but I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God,
I have
that's
to leave.
So funny. I gotta go. Terrible. Oh my God.
It was like I'm being, it was scathing.
It's the thing is like I always considered myself youthful in terms of my interests as well.
Sure.
So like when it got to the point where I was like, I've never heard of so-and-so artist in my life.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, I am not hip.
Yeah. I feel that way about a lot of stuff I always did because like you're my person that I go to and I'm like, well, who's the Jonas Brothers? Gotta find brothers?
Another person.
But like, yeah, now I'll tell you about the Jonas Brothers. Now I'm never going to know who anyone is because you don't know. And if you don't know, it's gone.
Right. Yeah. I think some of it, I work with a lot of like younger millennials and sometimes they won't, they're not annoying younger millennials, but one time somebody used the term Finsta and like it was it during a meeting and I clearly remember
during
like
a meeting,
halfing, but it was like half of the room was like yeah and then the other half was like
could you use it in a sentence?
Exactly. Do you know what Finsta is? I feel like I've told you.
I have no idea.
If you were to guess, what do you think Finsta means?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Elisa posted photos from the Electric Daisy Carnival on her Finsta. Do you know what the Electric Daisy Carnival is?
Every word you just said, I don't know what it means.
It's basically like Coachella, but specifically for like EDM music.
Ugh. I hate EDM, but that's another story for another day. On her Finsta, like on her, on all of her social media?
No.
Is it an app?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Finsta is a fake Insta.
Oh.
Wait, I used it wrong. I used it wrong. I used it wrong.
No, I don't think you did. Like it's her, like her account that is like her fake front.
It's for, it's like you have a separate account for.
Right, for like your beautiful selfies and like.
But and then that's the one that like your parents and teachers, I don't know, parents see. But then you have a secret one
for like
that's
your
like
true
private
life.
That you share with your friends. That's like, I'm drinking.
Seems like a lot of work.
It does seem like a lot of work.
I mean, I have two Instagrams and I barely get through the day.
Yeah.
Finsta.
So that's when I was like, I am.
It's not like
not with it.
Fake gram. That seems like better.
Finsta.
I mean, whatever. Who am I to judge?
Yeah, who are you to judge, honestly?
Yeah, I definitely didn't know what that word was. But I've seen it on SVU. They talk about that. You know your old one.
When? You make a... Oh, I saw it on SVU.
Yeah.
The other terms that, like, I know what they mean, but it's like, if you say it too much, it's like...
It's like a fleek or extra. I'm always unsure extra if I'm using them lit. Proper. I'm like... I just don't even go there.
You don't say it's lit?
No.
I think I only say it's lit when I'm like being sarcastic.
I'm always confused if I am using fleek right. So I just
don't. You know, the thing is, I don't think kids use fleek that much anymore.
Great. That makes me feel better. Because like sometimes like. Yeah, like it's kind of like the way that you are with Filipino, that you understand it, but you don't talk. You don't speak it. Like,
yeah,
like I understand what a lot of words mean, but I'm not going to say them myself because I feel like it's bad. Do you think that because I haven't gone back to work yet, I'm gonna like,
no,
okay,
whatever you're about to say, no, finish the sentence.
So. I was just gonna say like I mean I guess it depends on where you work, because like let me tell you, I've worked at places with a lot of old people, so it wouldn't have helped if I was at work like if missing fad things.
Listen, if you
or
go
linguistic changes
back to work and everyone you work with is like in their 20s and they're saying like that is on fleek, like maybe that shouldn't be the place you work.
Yeah. Maybe I should see like if I'll use it in the interview, and then if they based
don't,
on the reaction.
No, you don't use it in the interview. Don't use it in any interview, anyone. What? And what? You're like, telling me you're gonna try out saying yes, my resume's on fleek. The time I was at Sunkissed was lit.
It was so lit. It was. There were a lot of extra people there, though.
Actually, right? Yeah, they were mad thirsty.
They were. I don't even know what that means.
You've never heard it before?
Mad thirsty?
Thirsty? When you're thirsty for something?
No. I mean, like I'm thirsty right now.
Or the thirst is real. Have you ever heard that?
Nope.
You know, what's interesting is I know what it means, but when I try to explain it, I'm like, is that the right term? Thirsty is like when you're like really...
You have needs for beverages.
Yes, it's like you're you're being extra when you're like trying to get attention or something. You're like really thirsty, like, or you can use it in terms of
like
attention.
Like, oh, she was in that bikini again on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's so thirsty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because she just wants likes.
So extra, you know, is like one thing, and then thirsty is like almost being like
the act of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it? Is
that makes sense, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like there's a lot of words missing in our language, and I really would like them to stop coming up with words like thirsty.
Yeah,
and come up with those words.
Yeah,
for example, why is there no word for nieces and nephews?
What do you mean?
Like, there's a grandkids.
Oh.
Why is there no like word one singular for just both word. Of them?
That's like when...
I have one niece and one nephew, and I have to say it every time.
I have a niece and a nephew. Not, I have grandkids.
Right, I have...
Wow, what an inconvenience.
Like, cousins, siblings. Is there words in other languages for that word? I've thought a lot about this specific word name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's one in Filipino, but I can't tell you what it is.
Like, there should be a word for that.
It also, like, we're deviating from our topic, but, like,
yeah, sorry.
It's, like, the whole fascination thing I find fascinating when they're, like, schadenfreude, when there's, like, words
yes,
are, like, a specific, like, feeling or emotion, or, like, higgy.
I don't know how to say it, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or, like, how Alaskans have, like, a million different words for snow.
Right. Or, like, I mean, like, je ne sais quoi.
Right.
Like, that's, like... The closest thing in English to that is like a little something. Like, that's not right. That's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, it's
yeah.
not.
But yeah.
Like, there's no equivalent in our language for that thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I see what you're saying. It's like, let's. Folks, I don't know. Like, how do these kids. How do these kids come up with these things, you know?
I don't know. And like, how do they catch on? Because I feel like.
Oh, the internet.
It's so. But. Yeah.
Or AF. Sorry, I just remembered that one.
Yeah. Or like V.
Oh, well, I say that. I think I
started
that.
So do I. But my point is, like, how do those catch on?
I don't know. People, you know what I always thought that, well, I didn't particularly start, but my friend Megan, one time she was at a bar. This is like years ago in Boston. Mm-hmm. And this guy called her a smoke show. And she's like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, I'm going to start using it. And I was like, I'm going to start using it too. A lot of people are using the term smoke show now.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Like celebs.
On, like wildfire.
They took on like my terminology.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do in order to get with youth culture is to start our own word, spread it, and then we'll know what it means because we started it.
Great. Okay, let's think of one. Feel like we should do a positive one.
Yeah.
Like
the act of feeling so good about yourself that you are really confident and
like I feel pretty, but a word for that.
Yeah,
like the movie, that is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the way that she's like, acting in that movie.
Fetch.
That
is I'm feeling so
I was trying to combine feminist and confident and all like that's like fondant and that's wrong.
Fondant. I'm feeling so fondant right now.
So what about something, should it be about fire? Like a glow? Not that, because that's a loser.
A glow?
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Glow up? Do you know what that means?
No. Should we Urban Dictionary, whatever we look
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm like, oh, if somebody says something, I'm like, oh, shit. Let me
it's
check Urban Dictionary
word
right now.
Urban Dictionary
yeah.
word.
Glow up is like when, like, freshman year compared to senior year. Like, you were kind of nerdy freshman year and you were, like, gross. But then senior year, you, like, got your act together.
Okay.
Or, like, Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, who took a picture in front of Buckingham Palace and was like, whatever, kid. And then
now she's
a literal duchess.
That's insane.
It's a glow up.
It's got to be like a phrase. Like I felt so
oh, what
on
if
top
we,
of it. But
what
not
if
that.
We put it with like a celeb?
Like a bee. Like I felt so.
Yonce.
I felt so Yonce. I felt so.
Mish. Let's use the word mish.
Great. I just was feeling so mish. Great.
Yeah.
We've done it, you guys.
We've done it. It took us a while.
Okay. Now we're just going to have to start using it. How do you spell that?
M-I-C-H-E. That's how Barry spells
M-I-C-H-E.
It.
M-I-C-H-E. Mish. Great. Done. Let's just Urban Dictionary quickly. Can I have my phone? J-I-C. It's already a thing. You heard it here first, you guys.
Mish.
Mish.
Do you guys remember that when Barry wrote Mish a letter? I think it was like, was it for Christmas or something? Or Valentine's Day? And like it was a handwritten letter that they shared a picture of it on social media. Because
they know how to get straight to our hearts.
Right. And the envelope said Mish, or the top of it said Mish. And he spelled it M-I-C-H-E. So I was like, well, that's how we spell it now. You know?
I just love that. Okay, Mish is,
It doesn't matter. There can be multiple.
This is what it says. Very independent, always believes in herself, even when no one else does. Procrastinates a lot, but gets the job done.
Wait a minute. So we basically were right? We made up a word and it already existed?
Yeah, but I think it's a person's name. Like, look at the way they use it. Like, that's not right.
The second definition is Mish, a short name for Michelle. And then the example is, OMG, is that Mish? Megan. No, it's just Michelle. Very independent. No, I think that's what we're trying to say. There's no example, though.
Yeah, right? I went out with Mish last night and it was live.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that means, no, we did it, but we're using it as like a adjective.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. You heard it here first.
I was feeling Mish. I'm feeling my Mish. Shut up. Okay. The end. Guys, since Cliffhanger Cuisine Part 1 was so successful, we decided, hey, let's do it again.
Let's do another one.
So today's cuisine of choice is Mediterranean. Mm. Oh. We both equally like a Mediterranean dish.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a pretty decent amount of it here.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to look through Postmates and see what we have
it's
here.
It's interesting. This is interesting to no one but us. it's interesting. Last time we ordered through
Eat 24.
Right, and that sucked. I'm blaming them, not the restaurant, I've decided.
Are we really?
I mean, if maybe 50-50.
Okay.
About realistic expectations.
I mean, the food was mediocre at that place.
Right. TBH. But I'm just saying, like, it'll be interesting to see how Postmates goes.
Yeah. So, we don't want to do somewhere that we've already eaten at. How about Latanya? Not Latanya. Natanya. N-A-T-A-N-Y-A.
Kosher cuisine?
Sure.
It's got 4.5 stars.
On Burbank Boulevard?
Yeah. 4.5 stars.
Wow. That's good.
That's a lot of stars.
Yeah.
Only 80 reviews, but, you know.
Avocado egg rolls. Hummus, what? Falafel.
This place says, bomb, bomb. Food here is fire. I think that's all good, though. Like, those are good.
Yeah, yes. Those are good terms.
Yeah.
Which ties in. Conversation. I think we should get it from here.
Okay, let's do it.
So we have one schnitzel plate.
Check.
With house bread and rice, but if possible, substitute couscous for rice. One chicken shawarma laffa and one hummus falafel.
Great. Check.
I'm going to get it.
Order it. Is it going to be like, can't deliver it here? Did you do the right address?
Yes, I had a moment of shit. Yes. Oh, guys, Cliffhanger Cuisine. You'll find out in the next episode.
Was it good? Was there couscous?
Update to the Cliffhanger Cuisine, you guys. I just got a notification. It's been like 10 minutes since I placed the order. It says, sorry, your Postmates order has been canceled. The merchant is too busy to take orders.
Can I just say, listen, I'm not trying to judge Postmates, but I've had such bad experiences with them.
Really?
Yes. But only good experiences with them every time I've used Postmates myself, it's been a horrible experience.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's fine. But, like, it's just, like, I've had that happen to me many times.
Really?
Yes.
That's rude.
I just feel like there should be a better system. Like, it shouldn't let you order. I'm sure it happens yeah. on all of them.
Especially because it says your delivery has been accepted. And then 10 minutes later, they're like, JK.
Right. Now I have to start over. This is all going in. Leave it in.
Leave it in.
Okay. Well, should we start over?
You were not charged. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Give me another option. I'll look it up.
Luna Grill?
Four solid stars.
Okay. I can work with that. What are the reviews?
Holy shit, this place is bomb.
Seriously, why do people? What? That's the second time that somebody says bomb. Someone has said bomb. Is it coming back? Is this what the youths are saying?
Are the youths saying bomb?
I guess we need to say it again. We can say whatever we want. We're adults.
I didn't like the spicy hummus. Way too spicy.
Ooh, they have some good looking salads.
Joe's Falafel has 4.5 stars.
Oh yeah, that's on here. That's on here.
I don't like to leave bad reviews. I asked for a grilled tomato over the phone, and I didn't get the grilled tomato.
Well,
1 star.
Whose fault is that?
Luna Girls could be good.
Amir's Falafel?
4.5 stars.
Great. That's what we're doing. Okay, so we have 2 baklavas.
Okay.
1 chicken kebab plate, small, with coleslaw, beets, and corn. 1 Amir special plate that has the falafel and the hummus. Lamb and turkey shawarma, rice, potato salad, baba ganoush, and spicy carrots.
Great. This is all great, great, great.
Great. Say great one more time. It's cheaper.
And we got baklava.
You know, blessing in disguise.
Great.
They just need to go straight down the street.
You could
if this doesn't work, we're throwing cliffhanger cuisine out the door.
If this doesn't work,
I'm gonna murder someone.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
I'm so sorry.
So speaking of the youths, they're all that is standing between us and the future, and I hope that they can turn this country around.
Ugh.
So speaking of this country,
yep, good.
Not being turned around. Today's is. White House fires.
Not actual White House fires.
People who have been fired from the White House. There are a lot of them.
And I feel like our answer is going to be the same for all of them.
I don't know. Excuse me. I tried really hard. That's not true. I tried medium hard. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Are you going first?
Sure.
Okay.
And away we go. H.R. McMaster.
Hayden.
Rex Tillerson.
Oh, Hayden.
Hope Hicks.
Wow. Hater. That's
Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh my God. You know, bless his heart. Hayden.
Sally Yates.
Guys, okay, yes, lover. Okay, wait. We have 1, 2, 3 of the same ones.
Oh, come on. I even tried to pick people I didn't think you'd pick. I went back to an old list.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready, born ready.
Yes, okay. And away we go. James Comey.
Hate him.
Michael Flynn.
Hate him.
Omarosa.
Hate.
Sean Spicer.
Ugh, hate.
Reince Priebus.
Ugh, hate the most.
Guys, there's the most hate. Sally, I think.
I mean, I think there might have been like one other guy. Person.
One other person.
That I'm thinking
that of. That says a lot, you know?
I mean, first of all, what kind of a name is Reince Priebus?
Exactly.
Sometimes I think to myself, I can't run for office because I've, like, smoked weed and I've, like, I don't know, I say fuck a lot and, like, I'm not religious. And then these people like Reince Priebus get, and I'm just like, maybe I could. Because what's your name?
What is your name?
You know, like, The other person I was thinking that might be okay is Vivek, who was the
Who's that?
He was the Surgeon General under Barack. Like, I think he was generally okay, but I think then he maybe got fired because he was Barack's
sure guy. He was like left over.
Yeah, but like that's it. Those are the only people. So yeah. The worst.
What an actual shit show.
Yeah. I mean, all those people suck. The end. Like, do you know how many people have been fired? So many.
The fact that we could even make this a category.
I probably we could have done it like three or four times over.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross.
Anyways. Let's hate it or hate it.
So my jam this week, guys, Backstreet. I'm not going to say he's back because they never left, but they're back. They have a new single. And I was thoroughly pleased with it. You know, sometimes they release a song and I'm like, I like it. But I can't stop listening to this song. It's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's not a cover of the 70s. It's not a cover of that.
Sorry.
It's a great song. It's like synth pop. Watch the video. I'll put it on the website. Also, you know, just tell your Alexa to find it. It's so good. I love them so much. They're my heart and soul. And they need to come on my show.
Can I tell you something?
No.
For the record, she just took her headphones off as though she was going to leave. Well, that's a great jam. So my jam is a company called Primary.
Oh.
And they do kids' clothing. I think they have some stripes, but other than that, they do like solid color, all different, every color of the rainbow. Just like rompers, onesies, pants, shirts, hats. I don't know if they do hats, but you know, you get the idea.
They're like American basic, apparel.
Yeah, American apparel.
For babes.
Apparel for babes. Because as you know, colors are for everyone. And like, if you want to wear blue for your boy and pink for your girl, that's great. But like, I just think that Evie should be exposed to all colors and all things. And so,
and that goes for people.
It goes for all people. Color is for everyone. So I'm really into it and I love their stuff and it's really cute and just like simple. So if you have a baby or if you know a baby,
I know a baby.
Yeah. Then you can use Primary and send them. And they're, I think, I mean, they're all like really good quality, yada, yada, yada. The point is I love them. Yeah.
Primary. And I love the name.
Yeah. So cute.
Suck out.
Okay.
All right. Another one done.
In the books?
Books.
That's a phrase.
That's a phrase.
I don't even know regular phrases, little unused phrases.
Yeah. True. You know what? Just be a Mish and be into, believe in yourself, you know? Right.
Thank you.
So once again, you can check out all the things we talked about today and things that we've talked about in the past on
ThatSourJamPodcast.com. Okay, cool. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at That's Our Jam. Right?
Sure.
You can find us on Twitter at That's Our Jam. Let us know what your thoughts, feelings, emotions are. You can find me on Girl Like My Soul on Instagram or Twitter, but mostly Instagram.
And you can find me on Cookies Sangria and cookiesandsangria.com. And once again, we'd like to thank Megan Roy for our lovely illustrations. And you can catch her and her amazing things at megan-roy.com.
And thanks to Steve for the beautiful, lovely music. We love you. Thank you for everything.
And that's it.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.